Welcome to the July 27th, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation. Unlock your success with NGF's expert services, which include direct email marketing, digital services, facility consulting, and research and analytics. To learn more about the services we offer, or if you're not a member and interested in becoming one, call us at 888-275-4643 or email Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Today's Fortnite is titled Mid-Year Update, New Normal, authored by NGF's Chief Research Officer, David Lorenz. That's now three straight months of meaningful year-over-year gains in rounds played at U.S. golf courses. April up 7.8%, May up 10%, June up 5.5% over last year, as demand for our core product continues to hold strong in an apparently slowing economy. Still too early to declare a quote-unquote new normal, you be the judge. Since COVID-related restrictions on golf were lifted, 35 of the past 37 months have outperformed their pre-pandemic equivalents, using 2017 to 2019 monthly averages for comparison. The lone underperformers were both in April, which is statistically the most variable month of rounds in the U.S. due to weather. Perhaps even more compelling, 24 of those 37 months topped their peak equivalent going back to 2007. Only 7 of the other 13 finished more than 5% below their 13-year peak, and all were lower volume months, February, March, April, and November, where seasonality, temperature swings, and extreme weather events can distort true golf demand. Entering July, we are less than a single percent behind the record-setting pay set at midpoint 2021, and more than 15% ahead of the pre-pandemic midpoint, again using a 2017 to 2019 average. I suspect someone on the outside looking in would have made a quote-unquote new normal declaration months ago, but cautious optimism has become the guiding principle for forecasting and strategy planning in today's turbulent, ever-changing times. Certainly, there's no compelling evidence that consumer appetite for green grass is abating. If anything, it continues to intensify and spread. And yet, for an activity that relies on money and weather, appetite isn't always enough. With the Fed still trying to quell inflation and Americans sweating through this unprecedentedly oppressive July, the short-term outlook for rounds should probably assume some softening. We'd note that online search popularity for golf balls recently dipped below 2022 levels for the first time. Longer term, as golf continues to invade popular culture, modernize its brand, and grow its product portfolio, thus becoming increasingly competitive in an increasingly competitive marketplace, our expectation is for things to continue trending more or less as they are. Hey, stay cool out there. Well, that wraps up this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.